In Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam, the former Saigon, a three-day international conference on avian flu concluded today with a plea for more help from the West, more money that is, to fight the outbreak of the disease. This is called bird flu because it affects birds, but experts worry it could mutate and cross over to humans and cause a pandemic that might kill millions. One official at the conference warned that this threat is, quote, real and the potential is very high. And NPR's John Hamilton has covered the bird flu story in Asia and here in the United States. John, first remind us what we're talking about here. What exactly is avian flu?
Well, avian flu really just refers to any influenza virus that infects primarily birds. But in this case, we're talking about a particular strain, and the strain is called H5N1. And the reason it's gotten so much attention is because it's terribly lethal. It kills a lot of birds. It spreads very quickly. And it also has infected some other animals and a few people. And that's probably the scariest part.
Well, researchers have been warning of a global pandemic for years. Why is this a big story again this week, other than that it's a big lead story in The New Yorker and other people are writing about it, but why?
Well, I think the answer is that the international public health authorities have sort of turned up a notch their level of alarm on this. It's not that things have changed, it's that the virus has not gone away, and they are increasingly worried about it. And so they have been increasingly public making statements. You've had the statements coming out of the Vietnam conference in the past few days. A few days before that, it was the head of the CDC, Julie Gerberding, who was talking about this virus perhaps being poised to create a global pandemic. So it's people have sort of turned up the volume a little bit.
And should we be worried?
Yes, worried, not panicked necessarily. First of all, as I said, it is very lethal. It kills pretty much all the chickens that it infects, not all other birds. But the reason that people are so worried is that a few humans have been infected by birds. Every time a person is infected by this virus, there is the potential that the virus could change in a way that would allow them to pass it on to other people as easily as we pass along other influenza viruses. And if you can imagine that a virus that kills the majority of people that are infected, if it was passed as easily as the flu that sweeps through this country and other countries every year, you're talking about a huge number of people who could die.
Well, John, what are the best ways to avoid a potential epidemic? What can we do?
Well, the first thing you can do is try to stop the spread among birds, and that is, of course, already going on. They've killed huge numbers of birds who were either infected or might have been exposed to an infected bird. That hasn't been entirely successful, but it has succeeded in containing the virus, so you've minimized the number of people who are likely to be exposed. The next thing you can do is try to figure out when a person gets infected by this virus and keep them from infecting anybody else. So that means spotting people very early and isolating them, quarantining them so that they don't pass along a virus that might have evolved to become communicable easily among people. And the third thing you can do is vaccination. And the U.S. has stockpiled a vaccination that it believes can prevent people from becoming infected with bird flu if, in fact, it reaches the human population.
NPR's John Hamilton in Washington. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.